Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
In this week's episode of Triple T,
the sabbatical to kill coyotes.
I don't want my soul taken away. It's a time killer.
Oh, I also show up in your bedroom.
Like, no, that's a bad move.
Tim Burton loves Johnny Depp.
I'm checking out the bathroom to be like, am I going to take a shit here?
I'm a doctor, by the way. So
I play one on podcasts.
Love Kool-Aid. Fucking love Kool-Aid.
Now we got all these little hydrated bastards walking around school all day. And it's like, fuck you, dude. You're like, grow up and be unhealthy and then try to fix it later. So for a fact, I mean, I'm still a doctor, so fuck what y'all think.
True.
But I definitely have swallowed a lot of toothpaste in my day.
Did it. We're back. I'm going to give a quick shout out to the Deluxe Edition Network because, well, you know, we're part of it. And pretty excited about the podcast of the month because it's Bacon is My Pod. And if you guys haven't heard that, it's pretty goddamn good. And the Beard Laws podcast. Never heard of that. Heard that show sucks. I wouldn't check that out. But yeah, those are the March podcasts of the month. Check them out. DeluxeEditionNetwork.com. And this isn't Toby. And this isn't Dan. And this isn't Richie. Definitely doesn't Euban. They're much better looking. Toby couldn't make it. Dan couldn't make it. So I shot a message to the guys from the Body Wrong podcast, which you guys should check out, bodywrong.com, or check it out everywhere you want. I mean, it's quite the show. But we have Burley, not only from that, but the Rage and Pillage podcast. And
what's
which I think, are you part of a podcast again? Or
I'm back. Not? Yeah, back with Barrel H Flicks.
Hell yeah.
A little step back for a little while, take care of things, and most of you be with you guys too. So yeah, I'm back on.
Hell yeah.
The sabbatical to kill coyotes.
Damn right.
No, it's weird. This is the weird part that I coach youth basketball, but I coach youth basketball, and the route that I have to take every single week, all these back roads and stuff, there is a dead coyote. Right. And I, for some reason, I'm like, goddamn, Goot was here. Dead coyote. Goot is here. And it's kind of freaking me out because it's been there a solid almost 2 months and it hasn't broke down a bit.
It
looks like it could be sleeping. And I don't know what's going on with it. Kind of wanted to go out there and just kind of get it and see if somebody could taxidermy it or something. But turns out I don't really need or want a coyote or spend the money. Yeah, they are pretty nasty, and we had a couple of dead deer in my area just the other day, and there was some coyotes loud the other night, and I was like, here we go. That's how I get rid of a dog.
Oh, okay, so I just had a thought. So on perbowhunting.com, the reason people don't eat coyote is because it has a strong flavor, but according to bowhunting.com, the strong flavor is because they grilled it and overcooked it. Coyote is perfectly suited for the grind. Grind this meat up and utilize it in any meal that would normally call for ground meat. Interesting.
I wouldn't eat it.
You wouldn't eat it?
No.
Why not?
Those things are nasty, man. They're like scavengers. They'll eat anything. And like, it's, I don't know. I wouldn't trust it.
What about catfish and shrimp?
That's fish, though.
They eat shit.
And what's the other one? The big one that people, that they fish all over the world. Fuck, what is it? They're bottom feeders, too, and they're huge. I can't think.
Eels?
Carp.
Carp, yes. Yeah.
People love that. It's a delicacy in some countries, and people love that shit.
I don't know. I'm kind of missing fish right now. It's just so fucking expensive. I haven't bought any in a while.
I had some fish and chips from my buddy. Shout out St. Larry's, his restaurant. They had a delicious fish fry, and it was tasty.
I love fish and chips. I just can't eat it right now. It sucks.
Mm-hmm. It was definitely. So Not to go in there, because obviously Burley's doing the whole diet thing, and I made it one day giving up sugar. So shout out to me. But they did. Yeah, I already broke it. It was at the time of recording. It's a second of March. He did it in like little strips. They almost look like fish strips, but it was like haddock, and he does everything hand breaded, and it was something I had never seen. It 3 strips of haddock that was on homemade, like home cut fries, fucking homemade tartar sauce. It was delicious.
It's hard to mess up fish and chips, dude.
Yeah.
There's an English club in Houston, and it's got amazing. Do you put the vinegar stuff on it?
I didn't. You got to. That wasn't an option. I didn't.
It's fire.
Yeah, interesting. It's amazing. What is it? Is it just straight vinegar?
Yeah.
No, it's like a.
It's malt vinegar.
It's a brown. Yeah, malt vinegar. Oh. Yeah.
Oh, now you put malt in front of it. I'm in.
Yeah, it came on, dude.
You're looking like an Irish flag today.
He's representing.
I didn't notice till the camera was on that it looked like I'm wearing long johns. So
I just thought you were promoting Jameson and getting ready for St. Patrick's Day.
I was like, this guy is. He's ready for St. Patty's.
Are you guys, sorry. Are you guys big St. Patrick's Day celebrators?
Not as much as I used to be.
Same here. Just
I've only celebrated it one time in my life.
Yeah.
Did you go to college? I'm sorry, I was stupid, but did you go to university?
Yeah.
But yeah, no. I went to community college, dude. I got a music degree. It's working out great.
I mean, hell of an intro for the Body Wrong podcast with that
good
degree.
Good point.
I mean, people are hitting me up all the time, and the one time about how awesome it was.
I see where it comes from, man.
Yeah, it gets stuck. Do you guys, I mean, it maybe it's just me, but I'll randomly just be sitting there and I'm like, it's just bobbing in my head. I don't know if you put some kind of trick in the back of the music where it like gets stuck in your brain. It
just
is
don't
embedded.
Play it backwards.
I tried it.
Word over.
I did. I was like, damn, gotta be something earworm in here.
It's like, Hail Satan. You know?
Hail Satan. Something to yell, not in church, apparently, according to game night at there. But Tyson was going to try to make it as well, but he had some issues at the house. Some typical family type stuff where kids roughhousing, things get broken, and lessons to be learned. But speaking of that, Tyson, go check out copperjohnsbeard.com if you want. There's all sorts of cool codes. Burley's probably got a code. If he doesn't and wants one, I'll hook him up. Rage and Pillage. R.A.P.
Rap.
And Goot, if you want one, we'll get you one. We'll just put Goot. And but Beard Laws does work. It will save you some money. And shout out to these hats. I wanted to get your guys' take on this. All right. Obviously, I never was in the service. But this company called Booze Veteran, boozeveteran.com, we were chatting online. I was like, I fucking love these hats. All right. And I talked with Toby about it. I got Toby a hat, Euban, Brandon, Jay McDermott. You're going to start seeing us in these hats. But they got all sorts of different ones. And they were nice enough to send them over. And I was like, I'll fucking rock the hell out of it. I didn't know. So I talked with Toby, who was an Army veteran. And I was like, does it kind of come over like military, like people are going to kind of like, oh, stolen valor, like you're a dick for wearing these? He's like, no, these are funny. So if anybody does get pissed that I'm wearing it, my friend Toby, who was in the Army, said it's cool. Like, I'm good. So don't come at me.
Yeah, that would worry me as well.
I was super paranoid about it. And I talked to the guys from the company and they're like, no, like we've never really gotten that. The stars are a little bit the pattern. And he was explaining some stuff. Again, I don't know a lot about the service stuff, but he's like, nah, it's good. But they have a tequila veteran, bourbon veteran, whiskey veteran, beer veteran, cannabis, wine, vodka. all the stuff. You could probably guess which one Euban went with, but a couple different styles. But I thought these were cool.
And I'm into beanies. Them. Yeah. What's the name of the bit again?
Boozeveteran.com. And I mean, they're $15 for a hat, and it's a patch. That's it's a cheap. Decent hat. That's it's cheap. Very cheap for a hat.
Yeah.
I mean, Goots over there, you know, his go-to hat, they're like, what, $55-$60 a pop?
Yeah, it's not the instant ship ones from Clink Room. No, they look legit, though. Like, it doesn't look military at all, because the beer, and you want to put veteran on top of your hat, plus the 5 stars, kind of like, you'll get a glance, like, what?
Yeah.
But yeah. You know, nothing to worry about.
Yeah, I didn't think so, but like I said, Euban's got that, and they also they sent that. I really like the beanie too. Nice little patch on here, so it looks like they're buying. Obviously, the generic hat, which whatever. This is what the Richardson 12 or something, I believe, and then you know put the nice patch on them. So
is that a trucker cap?
This one, yeah, just the old trucker cap, Richardson. Okay. I think 112 or 12, whatever the number is, but big fan of it. So yeah, if you guys want, check them out. I don't even think we did a code or anything like that. There might be a link somewhere out there, but. For $15, you don't need to save 10% on it. That is cheap for a hat.
Can't beat that. I saw that in your story. I was going to ask you. Then I saw you switch hats. I'm like, oh, there it is.
Boom, there it is. Yeah, I just got it. They sent it last week, and I haven't been in the studio for most of the week. So it was sitting outside the studio door, and I was like, hell yeah, hell yeah. But cool company, good owners. Definitely feel free to check them out if you want. If not, whatever. But no,
I dig that. I mean, I wanted to go back to the dude. This fucking dog. I'm gonna go. I keep muting myself because the dog's going off. I'm trying to ruin.
I'm sure mine will too soon. I put him in the old crate.
That Clink Room is pretty fucking fire. I've tried to reach out to them. They don't answer DMs.
What? They answer mine.
Well, it's because you're white. Well,
and you. And you do rock a lot of their hats. I love them. I've tried to slide into their DMs as well, but it wasn't for me. Like, it wasn't a business move or anything. I just straight up messaged them and was like, I fucking love your hats. I love the idea behind them. And I said, a dude on our show rocks the hell out of them. I was like, I love it. Like, I really do. They're cool.
Yeah, I'll wear them. And like, when I need to get back and like posting stuff on Instagram, but like, I just don't give a shit about it, but I promise I'll get back into it. But yeah, I'll message them on the side, like just talking to the main guy, Jacob. And like, he'll answer me back. And like, we have a good conversation about hats. Like, if you have any ideas, man, submit them in, brother. I'm like, fuck yeah. Like, yeah, I'll get to there one day.
More beards. So many beards. And I like, they do a lot of pre-order stuff too. So they're not really heavy on, I think, a lot of the inventory. I mean, they throw them out, concept, pre-order, that's what they sell. And they're all limited edition, right?
Oh yeah.
What all the best brands do is here's the idea. Everybody order it, then we'll make it, you know?
Yep. So. My go-to hat is Finlay hat. They're out of Oregon, I believe. And they kind of do the same. They don't do the pre-order though. They only make so many of each. And they've been around for a long time. And Jimmy, the owner, he's an absolute stud. And they're the ones that have the we did the thing with Copper John.
The rope hats.
Yeah.
So
we did
the off style.
We did a limited run with the Copper John's hat. So they patent the rope, so you can actually pull them down and out and under your chin. So like if you're skating, snowboarding, or something. It has the loop and the rope so they don't fall off there. And then about a little while ago, I did a run with the Triple T hats as well.
Hell yeah.
Damn, that
which
looks
are
solid.
Pretty cool. And they have the stash pockets in there.
Wait, so they do custom ones?
Yeah. Yeah. Like you can, they do certain collabs and then they'll do the collab on the site, or you can actually do a certain amount of an order of your own hat as well.
Still a body wrong hat coming on? I'm just saying. Ooh.
I think I think you technically only have to do, it's 20, 24 or 48, I think is what you have to order of them.
Not bad.
No, they're good stuff. Good quality and custom. You design the rope, you design the little clip, you design it all when you can do patch or whatever. And yeah, they do their releases every Friday, which is really cool.
So that's 3 paychecks, right? We just rocked out 3 different companies. All right.
Send them in.
Jameson. All right.
Jameson, check out Jameson. Yep. What's cool though, even we might as well do one thing. We did a collab with Finlay and Copper John's. There is a limited edition Finlay hat beard oil scent that we did. That turned out really awesome. It's very It should be out right now, I believe. Okay. I'm gonna double check. I should have probably been more prepared. I can't remember if they did it on Finlay Hats. I think they did. Let's check it out. Finlay Hats. I don't think that's the website though. Let's do the Googles. Yeah, finlayhats.com. Here we go. I think they did a beard oil. I think they did it on here. I got to double check. I know on their, they had a, whatchamacallit, a post on their Facebook page with a link. I don't remember where it is.
I have right here. I had to use Facebook.
Yeah, here we go. It's on their website. Finlay Beard Oil. 26 doll hairs, and you can pre-order it.
Not bad. All right.
I thought I just saw that in their stories.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. So the scent profile is good. It's birch, cedar, musk, tonka bean. It is definitely tonka. PNW. And this is what we're going to put out for the label. It's got the Finlay logo, and then it's definitely got one of their hats right there.
That's sick.
Yeah, it turned out good. Something that Tyson and myself had been working on for a long time, and Jimmy was finally like, let's do the thing. I thought it would have been cool, which we potentially, if this works out really well, do it. I thought it'd be cool to have a sample bottle that when you bought a hat that we did a collab and you put it in the stash pocket.
That'd be cool.
Or I said, if not, you don't want to do an oil because it's glass, obviously. We could do the tin of a beard or a mustache wax and put a tin of that in there and keep the cost down a little bit too. So
a little baby flask full of beard oil. Boom.
Right. Wouldn't that'd be cool. That'd be cool. It was cool. Like I said, though. That was a cool one. So shout out to Finlay Hats and that's I don't feel like shouting any more companies out. Plus, let's be honest, I only have a couple.
Done. Ads are done.
No free plugs.
Get into the meat and potatoes.
Let's get in.
Me and Goot are now officially part of the Triple T lore.
Fucking love it.
Let's go.
Yeah, and it used to be, and I was telling Goot a little bit backstage where we would show a bunch of TikTok videos, kind of react to them and stuff like that, and I had such a fucking nightmare showing the videos because it was every week people were getting pissed that we were showing their videos. Why did you do that? You didn't have credit. So I just kind of stopped, and it's just been more of a free flowing. We've just kind of had fun making up random acronyms for T's every week. You know what I mean? And it's just kind of more free flowing. Conversations happen. Maybe a video with a TikTok eventually pops up. We do the thing, but it's just not all about just showing TikToks. And did a poll on YouTube and just talked to a bunch of people, and they were like, yeah, I'm cool with it. I mean, most people on TikTok, and I'm kind of your guys' take, you know, if you use it, if you just get on to view it and stuff like that, obviously with the shows and stuff, you put some content out. But it, for everybody, it just seems like it's just fucking ads, and it's just not a good – it's not a good app to be on, and that's kind of my take. Like, I post on there, but I don't just – boredom grab it, get on TikTok just to kind of see what's going on and look at it anymore, because it's just the same shit. Buy this.
Yeah, the first when it first came out, I would lose an hour or two on TikTok pretty easy, and now I upload something and I just close the app, you know.
I don't even have it. I for that reason alone, I don't want my soul taken away. It's a time killer. If someone says, like, in the group message, a group chat, like a TikTok video, I'll watch it. But it's like, just get off of it.
Well, next time you get on there, I bet you most of the videos that you're seeing now that they're laughing and they're actually good were probably from a couple years ago. I mean, a lot of the stuff now is just straight ads. And that's why and not to keep circling back to this, but like companies like Tyson and those guys, like, if you look at their stuff, it's funny stuff. It's genuine. It's not like, hey, here is a beard oil. You can buy it down here. Click it. This has this scent. It's just usually, you know, Tyson and Logan, you know, picking each other up or dancing with each other or, you know, rubbing their beards and, you know, funny stuff like that. But
so does that stuff like help promote, make more money for their product? Like, I know they get a ton of likes and they get a ton of views on it. I was like, I wanted to ask Tyson, does that actually help your bottom line?
I mean, Not to kind of throw out any of his numbers, because I don't really see the true numbers, but in my take, I mean, anytime you get a video to pop, most people stay within the app. You know, they're going to watch your video, then they're going to the next video. To try to get somebody these days to see a funny video, leave the video, click your profile, then click a link, then go on to the link and actually shop. I don't know the exact numbers, but I have to imagine it's not great. I was talking to a content creator recently. They said they had a video pop for like 1.3 million and it was a product in there and everybody talked about how awesome the product was. They got zero sales from 1.3 million views on TikTok because they didn't leave the app.
Yeah, there's apparently now everybody has like one or two videos that goes like over a million views and some such shit like that. So like to be considered like successful, you have to have many videos that go viral. It's wild. Yeah.
Yep,
like, to be an influencer, they all have to like be like 500K plus constant.
Yep. Yep. And I got buddies that I don't know if they still do. I like I said, I'm not on the app enough, but it was if their videos didn't hit a certain amount, they would just delete them. Because it was like they had to keep up and they thought that if, you know, the next thing you know, this one was a million, but this one only was 200,000, that it would bring them down. So, which it wasn't the case, but they wanted to continue to give off the appearance like, hey, you know,
Meanwhile, I'm stroking myself off. If I hit 2000, I'm like, oh, right? Yeah,
fucking made it.
Yeah.
Those are rookie numbers.
Yeah.
and it's changed so much. And even when the TikTok shop started, it was the Wild West, and I feel like I've talked about it way too much, but that lady that put out the pickle shirts with all of them, which I still don't know how they would have the rights to put out brands of all of the pickles and sell. That person made almost I don't know what the true cost was, but they had over, I think, a million or close to $1 million in sales just from that crew neck shirt. That had like what 9 different pickle brands. I'm like, how are you not getting a cease and desist from this? And they're doing the same thing with Busch Light shirts and all these other brands. And it's like, imagine allegedly making a shirt that would look like somebody else's logo, but wasn't the logo, but kind of looked like the logo. They're putting the straight brand on it, making That's millions. I don't get it.
I mean, whenever I put up the Body Wrong shirt in the description, I mentioned Jeff Bezos. And they were like, you don't have permission from Jeff Bezos. I was like, okay, you might be fair. Right.
But I'm pretty sure he I'm pretty sure he wouldn't care because he's still going to get a cut of this.
Most of it.
Yeah. It's unreal. And I'm glad, I guess that's kind of trickled up, but it's the same thing. And I kind of told Tyson, I was like, well, maybe when you do some videos, there's probably a thing where you have to have so much of a product in the video. Throw a little bit of it. So I did one for him the other day, just had a song. It was just a quick video, had a product link to the product. We didn't get a single sale or click, I think, on it, but I think that's the move, you know? And when TikTok was saying, hey, and that's kind of what happened. And I think it was their test. And I think somebody at TikTok was like, fuck it, let's do this pickle shirt. And they did the pickle shirt and they were giving them away. So TikTok ended up more or less making this person almost a millionaire on the sales where everybody else used it as their free one and then they paid it out. But I've heard through Euban and his wife, they sell candles on there and they had a ton of issues getting TikTok to actually pay them out. They had a bunch of product they sent out, but because of the tracking and all this other stuff and then this, it was like they kind of were trying to fuck you over, I guess, and they didn't get paid for quite a bit of the product that they sold, which
eesh,
damn trashy. Well,
I mean, it's just payback for WW2, right? So
I mean, there's gotta be.
We won a lot of Academy Awards for that movie, though. Am I right?
Oh.
Wait, shit. You just saw Dune, right?
Goot? I did.
How was it?
It was a fucking masterpiece. The build up from Dune 1 into Dune 2, Timothy Chalamet, the main actor, he does a fantastic job.
Which a lot of people say I look like.
Grow your hair out a little more, buddy.
I'm Timothy Chalamet with cancer. Ah.
You more a little like the Duke, Stellan Skarsgård character.
I don't like that much. Don't like the way you describe it. I'm going to be honest with you.
But no, his character growth, man, like how he grows into the leader, what he's supposed to become, and like how everyone responds around him, the war that incites, it's more action. It's a fucking masterpiece. Definitely.
Did it feel like a long movie? It's 2 hours and 46 minutes. There's no way I could sit there that long.
It does not feel like a long movie at all.
Okay.
It flows right through. Like, you're on the edge of your seat seeing what happened. Even if you've seen, like, classics, like, you're so sucked in because, like, there's little changes here and there. But it, like, it's just, your eyes don't want to leave the screen. Like, you're just sucked in.
Did y'all read the books? Or the book?
I have not read the book yet. I'm going to, though.
Get on an audiobook. It's fire.
Okay.
They have, like, they do voices and everything, so you still kind of get immersed in it. You don't have to actually read anything. It took me about a week to get it done in the car. Solid, bro. That's why I like the new one so much, Dune 1, which was amazing. I need to check out. I want to see Dune 2. But they kept it better than the Sting version. So
yes. Yes, they do. I can confirm that. It's it blew me away that it was the guy who played Elvis, Austin Butler.
Yeah.
He played that character. I'm like, God damn, I wouldn't have known.
How
it was
say
him.
That character's name. That's a tough name to say. Fade Rathua Harkonnen.
Yeah, just say yeah.
The Harkonnen is a race, right?
Yeah, it's the group of like pale vampires or whatever the fuck they are.
Oh, I don't know. I was just looking at the cast and it said Austin Butler, Fade Rayutha Harkonnen.
They don't really say his first name, they say his last name. They just call him Harkonnen.
They're all tough to say.
How come science fiction movies always get to have fucked up? Like, how do you think up Jabba the Hutt? You know?
Imagination? Whatever acid you're mushrooms. On.
Like, fat worm. That's what I'd have called him. Fuck you, George Lucas. All right?
I mean, it's so corny, like, you know, the sci-fi genre. I mean, the Rebecca Ferguson's able to talk to her baby, or, like, baby inside of her. She's able to talk to that baby, and like the baby's like a prophet. And, like, she's telling the future, telling her what to do, to set things in motion. It's badass, but at the same time, you think about it, you're like, what the fuck is this? Like,
so is this because there's six books in the series, right? According to the Googles, is this this movie? It's the second book, correct? Or the second movie. So is it kind of like the second book? Is that kind of how they're doing it, or is it just?
I don't think so. I think we just finished the first book. I think that the next one, it could be a part three. It leaves room for a continuation for the Holy War.
Gotcha.
It could go into the Messiah storyline. So I think that's book two.
Let me look at my Audible, because I think the first movie was just half of the first book.
Okay. No shit. So they're really, I mean, the ratings on IMDb, 9 out of 10, Rotten Tomatoes, 95%. Metacritic 79%. I'm not like a big movie guy, but those seem like some pretty goddamn good numbers.
Oh, yeah, it's valid. I mean, I typically stay away from like reviews or Rotten Tomatoes or whatever. I'd rather see a movie for myself and get my own opinion of it, rather than have someone like give me tunnel vision. If you said the movie was bad, then I'm gonna go into thinking it's bad in the back of my mind, watching the movie, but like, what the fuck were they thinking? It was actually pretty good. Then I'm upset, and it's like and then I'm like raging in the car. I'm just like, it was a fucking good movie.
75 million plus opening weekend. That seems pretty good.
It's not even over yet. It's only been out 2 days, right?
Yeah, today's day two, right? Came out yesterday.
The early previews, and then Friday and Saturday.
Yeah, it says Doom Part 2 looks to end off box office drought with 80 million. Yeah, opening. I mean, they got 190 million into it. Hopefully, they at least get that back. How does that work? You always see movies, right? Like where they're like, "Oh, we had 200 million into it, and box office was 30 million." Like, do they end up getting most of it back, or are they just, "Well, we lost out"?
Like Madame Web, like that, it cost a shit ton of money, and that only made like what, 10 million the first weekend. They're fucked. Like, they had to pay the actors, and they had to pay for promotion, all the ads and stuff.
Well, they didn't do dick for advertising, because I didn't hear about it until everybody was shitting on it.
Really?
I'd never even heard of the movie until I saw something about how it was failing. I was like, well, maybe because nobody knew about it, you know?
Very lucky, man.
That does help. It does help. And God damn it, if only I would have owned DuneMovie.com. Son of a bitch. That's the official movie site.
Here's a funny one. Go to www.yeezy.com. You know how Kanye calls himself?
Yeah. I saw that on who looked that up. There was a podcast that did it this week.
It might have been me, because I just did it on a show the other day.
Oh yeah, it was you. Yeah,
somebody.
See, I watch your shows. Yeah, I watch your shows. Yeah. So you were like, "Whoa, I don't think that's."
Yeah, somebody owns it, and they're like, "Anything less than seven figures, we will not be entertaining." I was like, golly. Somebody was smart and got ahead of the old Kanye.
I like that domain. You brought up the $20. Everything on his website, 20 yeah. bucks. And he made how many million? Hundreds of million?
In the first day, he made $19 million.
Selling everything for 20 bucks. There was parts of that last episode that I was listening to it at work, just being a dork, going through my Excel sheets, and I'm actually laughing out loud. I'm not a huge LOLer. I'm like, God damn, that was some funny stuff.
We got you. Now you're hooked. So
I mean, I listen to
that show, guys.
Rage and Pillage Podcast. Rage and Pillage Podcast. You say it 10 times, everybody listens. Rage and Pillage Podcast.
Oh, I also show up in your bedroom.
Ooh, that's true.
Don't say it into a mirror.
And he brings Tyson, the Mormon meat hammer.
Okay, so that goes from Beetlejuice, right? That comes from that, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I just found this out about Beetlejuice. Yeah, we all remember that movie, right?
Oh, fuck yeah. Yes. New one's coming out too, right?
Okay, did you know Beetlejuice only in like 6 minutes of that movie?
Was it pretty much, yeah. I thought it was even less.
And they did not want to have to pay to have him come back because they realized how little he was in the movie. So they did not want to pay to have him come back and like do the whole costume and everything again, refilm stuff. So that's the whole reason you have that cartoon version of him and the claymation and stuff. So they could add that to the thing. And they just used some side stuff that they weren't originally going to put in the movie to use his voice. Pretty interesting.
Yeah. And is he going to be in the new Beetlejuice? Beetlejuice, yes. Beetlejuice?
I don't know. I know that think Winona's going to be in, though.
Ooh.
That one's the gray area. Everyone's talking about her being replaced by Jenna Ortega, being like her daughter or something. But there still isn't much known about it. I know Keaton should be back. That's my hope, at least. But
yeah. Beetlejuice.
The whole idea now is that they're living in New York and they're like, we're not selling that house, apparently, because that's where they think that they're still living, right? So yeah, it's a pretty wild idea.
And they didn't, I think I saw, and I'm not spot checking, I probably should have looked this up, but I thought I saw somewhere on social media that where the original movie house was, that they rebuilt the house for this movie at the same exact location. Which, if that's true, great. I think that's cool.
That's pretty dope. I'm into that.
Was Johnny Depp in it?
What?
No.
Well, I just typed in Beetlejuice, and then the first thing that popped up was, who is Johnny Depp in Beetlejuice 2?
Oh.
Are they going to sneak him in Beetlejuice? Yeah.
You should have him play back as Captain Jack Sparrow instead of, you know, Beetlejuice 2. I've heard rumors like he's being replaced like officially. I'm like, no, that's a bad move, bad form.
Oh, you know why he would be in Beetlejuice 2? It's fucking Tim Burton.
Mm-hmm.
Tim Burton loves Johnny Depp.
Loves him.
Just
loves him. And I mean, he had that whole lawsuit thing. He's got some bills to pay.
I don't know. Didn't he come out on top there?
Oh, did he
pay a little bit, I think.
He did, dude.
Oh, good for him.
He came on top of the real shit pile. You know?
That movie was out in 1988. Holy shit.
How old were you in 88?
Three.
Two years old.
Yeah.
Yeah. And obviously I wasn't at the theater from there. And let me ask you guys this. We all live in different areas, different states. How far do you have to drive to your closest movie theater?
40 minutes.
Like 20.
And is it like IMAX, nice kind of movie theater, like an older style theater?
It's the Alamo Drafthouse. So
those are nice.
I don't think they have an IMAX screen. Because they serve beer and food. They bring you beer and food.
What? So
you can put a order card up and they'll bring you whatever you want.
Yeah, you can get burgers and all that good stuff. Yeah.
Pizza, burgers, wings.
How's the bathrooms? Because if I ate anything, I'd have to shit at the movie theater.
they're nice. They're clean. Are they?
I have. I've talked about it on the app before, but you guys probably haven't. But I actually have, and Euban has it called Poop Map. It's an app.
Jesus.
You can actually mark everywhere you take a dump, and you just go in, and it says drop the poop. And it has obviously everything on your phone. You can share your location, and it tells you, and you can actually share it with friends. And you can have all these competitions. So now it's a thing at dinner when I go out because I have IBS. So if I eat, I have to take a dump, especially for an hour, 2 hours away. I'm just going. And I always go to the bathroom first, you know, to wash my hands, but I'm checking out the bathroom to be like, am I going to take a shit here? place I was at today, College Town, no chance. So I ordered a little bit differently, but every time we're out now, the kids are like, did you get a new one on the map? Yeah, we went ahead and put that on the map. It's a little nicer than say, Dad, you take a shit.
Dude, I'm so anti shitting in public. It's crazy.
Like, see, I don't have a choice. Like, especially if I got to drive an hour, that pain, the sweats, the breathe, like I would legit have.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us. Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
To shit my pants. Like, I don't have a choice. My stomach sucks. What triggers it? I don't, IBS is just, you just have to shit, I think. It doesn't matter. It could be a healthy food. It could be a shitty food. I eat, I have to shit.
Butthole shits, IBS. There you go. Saturday, people, it's Saturday.
I went to a doctor in, you know, the endo, whatever the hell the thing is. And they're like, you know, we'd have to scope just to confirm, you know, the diagnosis of IBS, even though your symptoms are spot on. And, you know, at the time, the person that was in said practice was marrying my cousin. And I'm like, there's no way you're scoping me. And I said, so you scope, I get the diagnosis. Like, what does that mean? Like, what's the treatment from there? And they're like, oh, well, medical marijuana. And it wasn't legal in my state at the time. And I was like, okay, so I'd get my card or whatever. And they're like, yeah. And then they started showing me the prices. They're like, it's, you know, almost $400 for an ounce. And I was like, cool, thank you.
Weed became that expensive.
I was like, when it's medical in the government in the state of New York, because you know it's New York. I said okay, and then it became legal, and now I'm just like, man, I guess I just have to smoke or eat more edibles to fix the stomach, and hasn't worked yet, allegedly. But does, I mean, it helps a little bit, you know. And dieting is definitely, once I got the gout and mixed the diet up a little bit, it seems to. Seemed to help, but the fasting fucking killed the gout. That's what this doctor buddy of mine said. He goes, I guarantee it was the fasting that triggered your gout, because I cut back on the booze and stuff.
Yeah.
Then he goes, I guarantee it. And he goes, some way with the fasting, the way that it breaks down and the acids and this and that, feeding off your body, I guess, goes more. And I'm like,
uric acids and all that good stuff. Like, everybody wants to blame meat. It's not meat. It's just your body not processing uric acid correctly.
What a fucking nightmare.
I'm a doctor, by the way, so
I play one on podcasts.
And I mean, I was just doing the fasting so I didn't have to like gain a bunch of weight, and I was like, cool, I just don't have to eat to not get fat. Perfect, because I fucking hate exercising. Turns out all you really have to do is exercise and eat a little bit healthy and you're probably good. Like,
dude, I did 3.5 day fast. Not bad.
Was it not the bad. Water fast, like
the bone broth and
yeah?
No, it was just water, just straight water.
Okay.
Yeah, it was just water, and I put a little bit of these. Y'all seen the ads, that Element drink mix, and it's basically salt and potassium and magnesium. It's delicious. I don't drink regular water anymore. I'm spending $40 a month on these drink packets because they're so goddamn delicious.
No, but, shit.
After day one, you're not hungry. I had to force myself to eat on day four because I started reading about, like, you can literally die after like a certain amount of days and just eat a hamburger.
Yeah, that's
you have to like weed yourself in with a little bit of broth and it's all gay. So I'm just like, I'll stop at 3.5 days. I could have gone way longer.
That's a long fast.
I'm going to do the 7-day one, but I actually have to like buy things to prepare for it.
Yeah, I've heard, like I said, I think you were, Goot was talking about it with the bone broths and stuff like that and how good, there's a name for it. I can't think of it.
I know Dana White does it. It's like water cleanse.
There's a colleague of mine from Boston University, and he was breaking down how it kills cancer cells. It's crazy healthy for your body. It resets your immune system, all your dead cells. It kills all the old cells, creates new cells in your body. It's amazing for you, apparently. So I'm thinking about doing like every 3 months, just doing one. Yeah.
That's what a lot of celebrities and some stuff, like you mentioned Dana White and some stuff, they do it, whether it's once a month, once a quarter, something like that. They do once in a while. And then, like you said, it just kind of cleanses, gets all the toxins and the shit out of there. I debated doing it just to see if I could.
If you can last one day, you're good. You're good after that.
Well, I was doing 16 to 18 hours every single day of a fast was my thing.
That's my normal thing too. Yeah, that's my day.
I would not eat anything after 9 o'clock. East at night, and then I would usually eat around between 2 and 3 o'clock lunch. So I'd have like a 6 to 7 hour window every day of eating. Did I eat healthy? Fuck no. But probably should have a little bit more, but I got hooked on I love Kool-Aid. Fucking love Kool-Aid. So I was like, I'm not going to drink as much Kool-Aid. I'm going to drink the little squirt containers there. Yeah. Zero calories, all this stuff. So I was drinking, you know, one or two of those a day.
A whole thing?
No, like
cups. Oh, okay.
So one of those things, it'd last, you know, probably a week or so.
Yeah.
And right at that time with that and everything going on, that's with the gout. And I started reading, I'm like, oh, that high fructose corn syrup in there is not good. But the kids, a lot of the kids these days, they won't drink plain water. They have to have some kind of flavoring in it. And, you know, whether they're going, like, they just can't buy a bottle of water. Oh, I'm going to get grape, or I'm going to get, it's like, just drink the goddamn water.
Here's what I've noticed now. So I got two kids in school, right?
Three.
Three. Okay. Do they tell you to send the kids to school with a bottle of water?
We, my kids go to a private school, so they have to bring their own water bottles.
Yes.
My kids know nothing about any flavored water or anything like that. They know nothing about that.
Smart.
But they go to school with their own like little water, you know, water thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Back when I was in school, you can't have anything liquid or gum or anything. You get detention. Now we got all these little hydrated bastards walking around school all day. And it's like, fuck you, dude. Like, grow up and be unhealthy and then try to fix it later.
No, I heard, speaking of that, fluoride, it kind of blew my mind how bad fluoride actually is for you. Apparently, because a lot of, I guess, cities and some stuff like that, and obviously I live really small town because the nearest movie theater for me is like 2 hours. People that put the fluoride right in the water and stuff, apparently it's a thing where the IQs of people that have been drinking fluoride water for a long time is like super low. They're finding out all this shit about it, even in the toothpaste, the stuff that you're drinking and consuming is terrible for
you. You're blowing my mind right now. I was just listening to Rogan about 2 hours ago, and him and Cat Williams.
Cat Williams. That's where I heard it. And I was just like,
this is fresh on my brain.
I listened to it Thursday or Friday, and I was just like, holy shit. I'm not like anti-fluoride, but when I was in school, they would bring in the things and it's fluoride time and they have the cups of them and they're like, okay, do this. And I was like, no. And they're like, what? I was like, I'm not taking this shit. And they're like, well, you have to. I was like, I'm in a public school. I don't have to do shit. And I would dump it out. And they're like, we only had enough for everybody. I was like, cool. And mine's in the garbage. I'm not doing it. Well, I go, what? You're going to throw me out of school because I'm not taking fluoride?
Yeah.
So then me and a couple of buddies were just like, so they stopped making us do it. And I'm like, see, that was fucking right about something.
Oh, y'all were drinking it?
No, but they would make you go there, swish it, and then spit it back into the cup or whatever. You had another, I can't remember the exact process, but yeah, they would make you school? Do it. In school, yeah.
They would do that at the dentist for me.
Yeah, the dentist, yeah.
No, they made us do it in like fifth and sixth, right around fifth or sixth grade, one of those grades where they would bring in trays of the shit.
The whole tray?
Had to go and swish it and then spit it out. And they made you do it. And I was like, I'm not fucking, no way. No fucking way.
There's New York school systems.
Dude, there's some shit. There is.
There's some shit. I know for a fact. I mean, I'm still a doctor, so fuck what y'all think.
It's true.
But I definitely have swallowed a lot of toothpaste in my day.
Yeah, and you're not supposed to do that, right?
No.
What's the reason behind it?
Fluoride all in it, dude.
But there's fluoride-free toothpaste. Is that shit still bad for you?
I don't know that that was a thing whenever my parents were at the scratch and dent store growing up. You know? Have y'all ever been to one of those?
I've only heard about it from the Simpsons.
No, that's real. It's real. And yeah, you can go to these little stores where everything is almost expired and all the cans are dented up. It's it's pretty wild. We went there a lot. And you get powdered milk there too.
Oh, yeah. I remember the powdered milk game.
Powdered milk.
Toothpaste is meant to be applied to the teeth, not ingested. Swallowing a small amount of toothpaste is generally safe. However, swallowing too much can cause stomach pain, vomiting, nausea, intestinal blockage. I know you know that because it's a doctor, but I was trying to think. Why you can't, like, it's just going to hurt your stomach. Why though? I want to get to the bottom of this.
I'm writing my thesis on it right now. I'll let you know whenever I'm done.
You'll have to report back. Is the swallowing gum, is that still a bad thing? Or was that like a parent thing? Like, don't swallow.
I mean, I've been asking my wife to swallow mine for a very long time.
And she's fine, right?
Yeah. She's just so much gum everywhere.
So much gum. Chicken wing skins, right? Don't they stay in the stomach for a long ass time?
It depends on how it's cooked. Apparently, it's good collagen for your body.
Yeah.
The chicken skin.
Chicken.
I've never heard that.
My wife just came across that and she was like, I don't like chicken skin. I'm like, well, then eat it.
Yeah, something about, I'm trying to Google it there, but it was something about how the high fat content in it, like, because they're deep fried and all that shit, like from the actual traditional chicken wings, like they're tough to get in there. And a lot of times they don't actually break down in this, is what I heard somewhere. It can't be true. They couldn't just have everybody eat a whole bunch of chicken wings and then it stay in there, right?
Yeah. If so, I'm fucking 45% chicken. I fucking love it.
It's probably something I heard at the bar one time and just believed some old guy. And I was just like,
I have trusted way too many people at a bar, way too many. And I just spout it like it's truth. And then turns out I'm wrong a lot.
And it was perfect because when our perfect bar age, you know, when we're getting into the bar a little bit before 21 and then when we're 21 was kind of the perfect time to be able to legally drink at a bar, because I don't know how it is in your state, New York. Obviously, the drinking and driving, it's a bad thing to do, but it's 0.08 is the limit here. They crack down on fucking DWI so bad that bars are like closing nonstop. But when we were there, it was a little more lenient, and there wasn't the cell phone technology that we have now and the Wi-Fi at each bar. And it was like you sat down next to somebody, you had a conversation, you had no idea who the fuck they were, the bullshit that was coming up. You didn't fact check them. Now, a lot of times, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, no, not at all, dude. What, were you going to pull out your BlackBerry? Just trust the man. Just trust them. You know? Yeah.
Just believe whatever that old man is saying. And there was this guy and a buddy of mine that I saw, I haven't seen in a while. It was today's the Rabbit Derby at the local bar near us. I don't know if you guys ever, in small town America.
I don't know.
They have a rabbit. Do you guys have something like this, Goo? Have you ever had a rabbit derby?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, a rabbit derby, and they had one, and I'll kind of explain it a little bit more. I'm not a guy that really hunts, so like I've never participated in it or see how it really does. But I guess it's like the last one. New York signed this whole bill where you can't do rabbit derbies, but you can do like bear derbies and bigger animals. I guess you can still do those. So they do this rabbit derby, and a buddy of mine was working at the bar at the time, still dating. I don't think he was married yet. He obviously married her, but his girlfriend, I think at the time, who is now his wife, actually protested the rabbit derby, had signs, potentially even a costume, and like did it. You know, it was something that she really believed in. He was pissed.
Do you guys still have a good old classic like box derby stuff?
What would a box derby be? That doesn't,
like, you build your own like wood box car and just have a fucking race with that down the hill.
They don't have those around here.
Oh,
no.
That pains me.
I don't know if they still do it. There's a town probably 15 minutes or something like that, and they're kind of homecoming. They do box spring, I think is what they call them, or mattress or something.
Nice.
Races down the street where you four people push and one's on it and you race down a hill or something. So I was saving the rabbit derby. You go out, wherever the areas are, you go, you kill the rabbits, and then they give prizes, like the biggest one, the most, or something like that. I don't know. There's all these prizes. Like I said, I don't hunt, so I wasn't there, but I've gone and drank beer. Like, it's a big thing in this small town bar. But yeah, you just go kill some rabbits. And
I've seen pig races.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen that. That's
yeah. Yeah, but they just signed a bill to sometime this year that they have to, I guess, stop doing the bunny derbies. You can do like bear and deer and bigger animal derbies, but you can't do rabbit ones, I guess, anymore.
Why?
I don't know.
You guys are nature people. What purpose do rabbits serve other than a food source?
God damn.
I don't know.
There's a lot of wild rabbits around me. And
what do they mean? I understand the purpose of ants. I understand the purpose of rats even. But what the hell does a rabbit do?
They're fucking annoying if you have a garden. I can tell you that.
Do they eat mice?
I don't know. I mean, maybe the one from Monty Python. But yeah. I thought they would just eat. I just thought they ate grass and shit.
According to shout out Google in the AI experiment.
Five paychecks.
Rabbits are, they provide an ecological benefit of an important member of the food web.
I could have said that.
By consuming plants, rabbits keep plant life in check. They are also an important food source for many carnivorous yeah, predators.
So they're food.
They are prey. They are pretty much prey.
Damn vegans.
That is a useless life.
That's depressing, dude. Everybody that's watching right now that's doing nothing with their lives, you are fucking rabbits, dude. You're fucking rabbits, bro.
Yep. You're made to get eaten. You're made to be like worn. And yeah, this is the furs.
Just fucking rabbits, dude. Do something. Quit putting pellets everywhere and fucking act.
So why wouldn't it be? Yeah. So what's wrong with a rabbit derby? I mean, most of the people where I live, when they kill them, they are going to eat those rabbits as well. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
It's not going to waste.
Is it a cruelty thing?
I've never heard. I mean, like I said, I was telling him real quick. My buddy was like the manager of the bar, worked at the bar, loved the bar. And his girlfriend at the time, they're married now, actually protested the rabbit derby one year. And he was, I've never seen this dude so fucking pissed.
Like with a, like a sign?
I think had a sign.
Oh, God. Jeez.
This was a long time ago. Like, might have even been dressed up as a bunny. Can't confirm. I just remember it was a thing.
Are you so passionate about anything in your life that you would go and protest? There's nothing.
I can't think of anything.
I'm that aloof.
I know at work.
I'm not a rabbit, but I don't give that much of a fuck about a lot of things.
No. Even at work, they've done some, like, protests for like more pay, this and that. I didn't give a fuck. Like,
yeah,
I wasn't part of your union. Like,
don't
my job's
my
cool.
Current job, yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to be on the news of holding a sign while somebody's like, "Yeah, we want more money" or whatever the thing is. It's like, well,
what you good? You're thinking
he's
pretty
thinking
hard.
I'm so self-sufficient. I don't know. Not much really bothers me. I have my own well water, my electricity. It's yeah. Like, I guess the my.
What do you have? No, windmill?
There's nothing.
Solar?
Not. My wife wants to like go more toward that, but that's the only like outside source of my house. Like, really, is the electric company.
Well, Burley, you can contest. They said the minute that they start giving everybody free power is the moment that we have to be like, oh fuck.
Yep.
On that podcast.
Yep.
Like, it's okay. Just pay everybody. Just pay their part. Pay for some power. Pay those utilities. It's a scary thing to think about. How high were they on that podcast?
Oh, very high. Yeah.
It got to the point where Cat Williams, did it kind of bother you a little bit how long he had to take between answers because he legit had to think.
It was very Elon Musk-ish. I don't know if you ever heard Elon Musk on Rogan, but he has this long autistic pauses between things. And that's how Cat Williams was. It was pretty wild.
Do you think that when he was kind of doing the same thing when obviously the interview with Shannon Sharp and stuff went out, but Shannon Sharp's teams just kind of edited them out, so it seemed more quick-witted, or do you think he was not as high?
I think he was drunk as shit. Did you watch the Shannon Sharpe, the whole thing?
Mm.
Did you see how much booze he was putting down?
He was sipping.
He got even wilder as he went, you know?
That's why Rogan was like,
there was a large dent in that bottle, and he's a tiny man. Okay?
Yeah, Rogan was like, let's do the smoking. Let's smoke. I love, though, how he was so, like, not a lot of people get on the Rogan podcast and really question him. And there was a lot of stuff where he'd say something. He's like, no, actually, it's this. And it was a pretty smart answer. And Rogan was kind of like, huh.
Yeah.
You get to the point where he's just like, okay, yeah.
So okay, I was like, I think Rogan's about to become a Christian. I think this is happening right now.
It was an interesting conversation. I'm kind of glad like he didn't try to bring too much of the other shit up and, you know, or get him wild to call people out. There was, I don't know, just a lot of stuff. The thing that caught me off guard when he was talking about the reading and Rogan was like, what? That's it was almost like math he couldn't do.
Yeah. 60 books a week is pretty wild. Oh, I can't remember the last book I fully read.
I can. Tucker Max. Hope they serve beer in hell.
Oh, I listened to that one years ago. Yeah.
It's that one and the one after it. Nice Guys Finish Last, I think is what it is. Those are the only two books I think I probably read every single page from front to back. And I buy books. I just don't read them.
Nice.
I get the poser cheap.
You're that guy that has a nice collection, but
if I zoomed out the camera, I'd show you. I have two or three very nice shelves. Like I got Muhammad Ali. I have Dad Don't Shave Your Beard by Beard Laws, his Christmas book as well. If you guys want to check it out, it's on Amazon, selfless plug.
I hear they're good.
Abandoned Brandon, the Brandon J. McDermott book. He's got a book. I don't know if you guys knew he's a published author. I didn't read his book. Brandon J. McDermott.
Never heard of him.
Holla, holla, holla.
The last book I read was The Institute by Stephen King. So,
I have been trying to read a little bit of The Gambler. I'm not going to read the whole book, but I'm just jumping around. It was the guy that the most successful sports gambler of all time. And I've obviously he's got that tale where he grew up in a bar. He was a pool hustler, got beat up a bunch, alcoholic, would gamble, got to the point where like he would bet his buddy, like which bird would fly first from the power lines, but the buddy didn't realize that he would watch the birds for months to see the pattern of the bird to know which one was going to go.
Real like, degenerate shit. Yeah.
Dude, was that the movie that Mark Wahlberg was in? The Gambler?
I don't know if they did a movie off it or not. The guy's name is Billy.
A song about it.
Billy Walters.
Yeah. Kenny Rogers.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like I said, I haven't get there, but he gives a lot of, I guess, really good advice for people to take for sports gambling and stuff. But he's got such a team and he's so crazy that not crazy, but he's so into it and has a system down that he actually is able to come up with his own lines, just like Vegas. And when he sees a discrepancy in the lines, he will go and spend like millions. The New Orleans Colts Super Bowl, the line was so off from what he thought it should be to Vegas. He put like $4 million down on it or something and hit it because I think the Saints won by double digits.
That's crazy. Yeah,
I'm like,
gambling scares me so much.
It's
I'm worried I'd like it and then I would become that guy. You know what I mean?
So I run models when I have time, like just to kill time, where I have my own little model for college basketball. And a guy that I met this guy on his social media thing is he lets people pick three overs in any sport for him every day. He puts $100 down every single day that anybody that he does a collab with picks. Doesn't ask any money from him. One time he had like a dog and whatever the dog's food ate off, that's who he went. He had kids. He just, these people that don't know, and it's starting to pick up. It's kind of a cool concept. He asked me to do it one day, so I ran my thing. I was like the only guy, I'm the last guy that has won, and it's been months.
Nice.
But,
I follow some guy who does like roulette, like on internet roulette. And there's a real person spinning the ball and everything, but he does all his chips in words. So it'd be like poop on the board, you know, or cum is another one. He won 400 and something dollars with C-U-M spelled across the board in chips. 400 and something thousand dollars. I was like, golly, dude.
Wow, that dude loves cum.
Yeah, I would too. Golly, dude. Just.
I love roulette. That's my game when I go to a casino. I fucking love it. There's no. I just have numbers that I like on the board, and I put them on there. Like I'll put one in between 6 and 9 because I'm a pervert. You know what I mean? Like I'll just throw, and I'm like, okay, I'm gonna throw $20 or whatever it is on this one. You hit one, it's 35-1 odds unless you're splitting and stuff. So it's like you throw out the money, you either win, and then the I just, what I'll do too is a lot of times when you're playing as a table, you have one person that kind of plays in, one that plays out.
Yeah.
So if somebody's putting a bunch of money on the in, I'll play, you know, first of this, and I'll play different rows, and you just, we kind of try to work with each other, and it always seems to work out. And I would rather do that. I feel like I'm somewhat in control, even though I'm not, because I'm picking what I want to lose my money instead of going to a slot machine where it is 100% just luck.
Mm-hmm. No, it's not luck. It's all predetermined.
No, so there's predetermined odds, but it's a timer thing, and it's a predetermined timer that is random all the time, and there is no actual set when it's going to be. Like, they have to pay out so much an hour,
yeah,
technically, but it's all pure luck, where people are like, Jesus, that would have been my spin. I just got up. Unless you were to get up, sit down, and happen to press the button at the same exact time is the only way. It's not like a per spin thing.
See, that's why it's
all based off of algorithm.
Yep. So if you end up, you know what I mean, if you're losing and you're pressing it kind of like this, they tell you to either speed up the thing or slow down your pattern and try to hit a pattern that actually starts to win. So it's pretty much dumb luck. But there's a I followed a guy on social media that he worked at there, and he works on slot machines. So he like breaks it down for like idiots. He's like, it's still a game designed to lose money.
Yeah.
You have to be super lucky to actually hit one. But the whole myth of getting up and leaving and then somebody hits the jackpot, pure fucking luck, unless you were to hit the button at the same exact time. And it's like per 100th of a second, these things change. And
what do you think the most degenerate casino game is?
Oh, man.
It's got to be like penny slots or something, right?
Yeah, penny slots.
Wait, let's cut out slots. Let's cut out slots.
Blackjack? Table
games. I'm trying to think. There was this one game, and it was at a casino I played, and it was like you picked a color or you picked something stupid, and they just, it was like the most, it almost looked like a childhood game. I wish I could remember the, I'm trying to think.
War? Remember War from Vegas Vacation? Yeah. They don't play normal games in here, Clark.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of people lose a lot of money in blackjack too, just chasing bets. And
okay,
there's a little bit of skill, I guess. You have to know that. I fucking hate that. It's like, come on, man. Like, play as a group, not like, just don't do stupid shit because you want to.
Count cards.
Or count them if you're that good.
It's not illegal.
If you get caught, you're fucked.
Yeah, apparently Ben Affleck is banned from a shitload of casinos because he's very good at cards. Like, yeah, they don't let him
count.
Yeah. But the reason I asked, let's call it blackjack if we think that's the most degenerate table game, right?
Mm-hmm.
How depressing must it be to be the fucking dealer? Because you're just seeing people throw their lives away daily, I bet.
That's your job.
Yeah, but so is an executioner, but that doesn't seem
you
very
funny. You become desensitized to it. They see that shit every day. It's like, whatever, I'm getting paid.
They'll help you. They can say, you can say, what would you do? And you'd be like, oh, generally you take a hit on this or you stay. Like, they don't want you to win. They don't give a shit. Because the more you win, the more you tip them. You know what I mean? But
oh, good point.
How about being the person that has to hand out free beers to all the people at the tables and the slot machines, seeing day in and day out these people just blowing paycheck? That's got to be. And all the creepy old men that are fucking creepy old men.
I feel like you're calling me out here.
You're not old. I'm saying old. Like, you get those 70, 80-year-olds that are, you know, and then you get those waitresses, and they're just like, can you get a drink? And yeah, and they, like, rub the – I've seen, like, creepy people trying to rub, like, this dollar bill on them. It's like, you're at the wrong club, bud. Like,
that's lunchtime strip club shit, dude. Yeah.
Yes. Not. Yeah.
Whenever – whenever I sold illicit things – you go into the strip club at noon because that's when all the strippers need their re-up. And you'd see those guys going in there just creeps, dude. Just creeps.
Mm-hmm.
I would have these conversations with these girls, and I'd be like, yeah, he calls me his girlfriend and all this stuff. I'm like, that's fucking weird, dude. That's
steps. Do you guys have pull tabs out there?
No, but I've heard of them.
Yeah, so it's more or less a game. They're like a buck a piece, and you rip them, mm-hmm. and like it'll tell you like in a circle, like you won $1, you won $3, $5, $100, and there's only so many winners, and they buy them by the box, and they're at like Moose Lodges, Knights of Columbus, Elks Lodges, stuff like that, like those private clubs most of the time. And you'll sit in there and you'll see people drop paychecks.
Yeah.
Chasing like, oh, you just spent $400. I hit the 100. You lost fucking $300, bud. But I hit the 100. And there's and they rely on, at least where we are, when somebody wins one, they'll go over and cross it out on a piece of paper. So you're relying on a bartender, a volunteer, whatever they are, to go in and remember to cross out winners.
Yeah.
So you can go in there thinking that there's a $100 winner left, and there might not be.
Eesh.
And that's what some real degenerate shit on that. I've seen guys lose family, scratch off, same things, lose families, houses.
I went into a gas station one day and I saw a guy in a 3-piece suit, dude, just with a stack of scratch offs, just sitting there at the little cafeteria table, just going. I'm like, dude, that's an addiction, bro. That's an addiction.
And then those motherfuckers that do it right at the counter drives me fucking nuts. Like, just get it. And they don't even like, what's the one, like Cashword or something, where you can spend some time. Feel like you're still going to lose, but you feel like you're getting your $2-3 worth. Yeah. Yeah. These guys just a stack of them and they just scratch off the thing and want them to scan them.
Scan. Yeah.
Like, what the fuck?
It's even worse for people who play Mega Millions or Powerball when the number is so high. The fucking lines are out the fucking room. It's like, God damn it. This is a stupid people's tax. Let it go.
I always see it. I'm weird about the Powerball and stuff like that. Like if it's if it's 100K or 100 million or more, yeah, I'll go buy one, but I'm only buying one. If I'm going to win, it's going to be on that one. Right. I'm not going to spend a fucking $100 on tickets.
Yeah.
You know,
it's still $2 a pop for both now. I didn't know when the price changed for Mega Million. It used to be $1. Now it went to $2 a few years ago.
Yeah.
And I mean, if you spend $100, there's only 50 tickets. I'm like, that's still random as shit, though.
Wasn't there a movie with Bryan Cranston where he figured out the math on the lottery? And he won. It's based on a true story. Some dude figured out the math on the lottery. And he's like, okay, if I spent, let's say $2,000, I'll win it guaranteed. And he did it,
Yeah, but and they definitely adjusted that. And here and I don't know, in any of the states or whatever, there's Quick Draw, which is kind of like Keno, I think. There's 80 numbers. And people they spend a lot of money. And you go in and you can pick 1 through 10 numbers, 1 through 80. You can pick how many numbers to hit. There's only so many numbers that do it. And then you can pay how much to play, multipliers and all this shit. People spend a lot of money on that.
So that movie is called Jerry and Marge Go Large.
Yeah. Large Marge.
That could be a porn too.
Porn parody coming soon.
Sponsored by the Deluxe Edition.
Check them out. Deluxe Edition. The Den. But holy shit. All right. I just looked at the clock. We hit our hour. I didn't. That's the first time I looked at there. So, I can't thank you guys enough. This was a lot of fucking fun. If you guys are ever free and want to do it again, just let me know. But either way, check out Rage and Pillage Podcast, Barrel Age Flicks. Appreciate you guys. That's Burly. That's Scoop. You guys got anything else?
Follow me on Twitter. I just opened a new Twitter.
Ooh, what is it?
At Burly Rage.
There we go.
Check it out.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to go hit that follow button. Because it's got to be some good shit.
Yeah, I'm just throwing anything at the wall at this point, trying to get some engagement.
Let's go. or X, formerly known as X. Not formerly known as Twitter. I hope they bring it back.
So
there we go. Check out these guys. Can't thank you guys enough. And we'll do it again soon. That was fun.
Right, good seeing you, brothers.
I don't have a cool intro or outro, so I'm just gonna press goodbye. Yeah.
Join host Dave Houghton and Sarah Ray Pallett as they examine the less glamorous side of sports with their podcast, In a Pickle. Follow IAP Radio on social media by going to iapradio.com. In a Pickle is now part of the Den Network. For more information, go to iapradio.com.
Face it, dating sucked in your 20s, gets worse in your 30s, and your 40s, forget it.
It's a cesspool out there, and we're your flotation device.
Join us weekly for saucy chat, ridiculous love gurus,
and MILF-worthy fun to spice up your life.
The MILF and Me Podcast.
podcast.
Every Wednesday on your favorite pod platform.
And the MILFandMePod.com.
The MILF and Me Podcast.
Town Podcast is a podcast that features your town's dark, wild, and sometimes unbelievable past that will have you thinking there is no way that really happened here.
Matt, Meg, and Zach dust off the books and hit the streets and the occasional nursing home to unveil your town's past.
From small towns to where we live to big cities before they were what they are today, this is your town, your stories.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.